Now some page-turners for the winter months. Our reviewer Alan Chews found three new thrillers that he says will keep you entertained through snow and storms.
Ireland serves as the setting for two of these books. In journalist Jean Carrigan's The Rage, Dublin becomes the focus of an engrossing police procedural. After a botched armor car holdup, a minor criminal named Vincent Naylor goes on a killing rampage. A good Dublin cop, appropriately named Bob Tidy, tries in the face of frustrating police bureaucracy and corruption to put a stop to the rising tide of blood. Novelist Stuart Neville, in his new book called Ratlines, sends us to Belfast and back to 1963, when Northern Ireland had become an asylum of choice for some Nazis on the run. A crime fighter and ex-war hero named Albert Ryan, this guy a government intelligence agent, gets called in by the corrupt Minister for Justice to investigate the murders of some of these nasty types in what seems like a plot to get to a former SS man and presumed embezzler. Some terrible things happen as Ryan tries to serve two masters, his government and his conscience. The crime at the center of the third bullet, journalist Stephen Hunter's intelligent new thriller, also carries us back to 1963, to the traumatic day in Dallas when President John Kennedy took a bullet to his brain. As Hunter dramatizes, this is the third and fatal bullet on that day. His main character, an ex-war hero named Bob Lee Swagger, is a man of great nerve and ballistic skills. As his nemesis in this high-stakes forensic mystery puts it, he's every Ole Miss quarterback, every NASCAR driver, every tiny town police chief or state trooper rolled into one. Bob Lee Swagger. He takes on an investigation that carries us to Russia, to Texas, and deep into the heart of a murder conspiracy against the young president, in a novel like the other two books that will make you oblivious to everything else in the world.
That's reviewer Alan Chews recommending some winter thrillers. They are The Rage by Jean Carrigan, Ratlines by Stuart Neville, and The Third Bullet by Stephen Hunter. All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.